Nolte, Democrats embrace child mutilation, morbid obesity to replace working class. By John Nolte on October 4, 2022. To replace working class, black, and Hispanic voters, Democrats are embracing permanent child mutilation and morbid obesity. It's no secret that Democrats were once the party of the working class. Those days are long over. Democrats have not only lost working class voters, but Democrats also express open contempt for working class voters. Democrats are also losing more and more Hispanic voters with every election cycle. And now black voters are peeling away. Black voters are a core Democrat constituency. A loss of just 10% of black voters, like the one shaping up in next month's midterms, could be devastating. We can only hope. The reasons for these losses are obvious. As Democrats seek to appeal more and more to women, most especially shrill, unhappy, bossy single women, they are turning off everyday Americans, including those who happen to be black and Hispanic. To appeal to left-leaning women, Democrats have to hate what left-leaning women hate: God, tradition, masculinity, the innocence of children, fun, America, jokes, and the nuclear family. Unfortunately for Democrats, a whole lot of black and Hispanic Americans believe in those things. What's more, a whole lot of Hispanics live in the border states Joe Biden is flooding with the illegal aliens he hopes will replace Americans. Hispanic Americans don't like open borders any more than anyone else. And so, Democrats are now the party of the elites. Smugs, the wealthy, big business, the privileged, the NPR crowd, the fascist gay and green lobby, and all the smug supremacists who watch Morning Joe and need 10 minutes to explain their coffee. Above all, the Democrat Party is the party of identity politics. This means that when Democrats lose coalitions, they have to manufacture new ones, new identity groups. And this is why the left is embracing the permanent mutilation of children and morbid obesity, to create new identity groups. Let's start with morbid obesity. Think about it, in a country with an obesity problem, if you can convince enough stupid people that obesity is an identity, you got yourself a pretty large coalition, pun intended. By pretending obesity is beautiful and healthy and your truth, Democrats create an immediate identity group, as well as an us-against-them narrative. Us being fat girls destined to become miserable, sick, and die young. Them being those of us who tell the truth about how obesity ensures misery, sickness, and premature death. Turning Lizzo into a role model for her musical chops is one thing. Turning Lizzo into a role model for her disgusting and disgustingly unhealthy fat roles is morally criminal. But Democrats don't care who gets hurt. Democrats don't care that they are sentencing countless women to a miserable life and early grave. All Democrats care about is power. For the same reasons, Democrats are embracing permanent child mutilation through gender-affirming surgeries. Puberty blockers, breast removal, and chemical castration are not reversible. Democrats see this as A+. There's no way out of our coalition now. No way to turn back. Most teens are uncomfortable in their bodies. Most teens grow out of this. You did. I did. But rather than giving these kids the support and, when necessary, the compassionate mental health care needed to ease them into healthy adulthood, Democrats sucker them into their transsexual identity group. This is done by pretending trans is not a mental illness but cool and trendy. Want to be cool and trendy? Want to belong to a marginalized interest group that offers all kinds of special privileges and unearned moral authority? Tired of being judged as a white person? Lop off your breasts. Have your penis turned inside out. Take these puberty blockers. It's monstrous, but it's all about Democrats increasing their coalitions. They don't care how many lives are ruined. Democrats don't care how many children they twist into neurotic, unhappy, suicidal freaks. Democrats would mutilate every child in the country if it meant just one more vote. Democrats are no better than the Nazis experimenting on and damaging people to shape society into something that ensures their thousand-year Reich. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.